Literature has always emphasized the importance that familial influences have on the development of eating disorders. However, not much research has looked at its influence specifically on men and compared how familial influences may be different between men and women. Additionally, emotional intelligence has been found to act as a protective factor in the emergence of eating disorders, but there's limited research on the role of emotional intelligence with regards to how familial factors influence the development of eating disorders. As a result, for my independent study, I focused on looking at familial influences on the emergence of disordered eating habits and attitudes of both males and females, as well as the role emotional intelligence may have on it. For the methodology, the data were collected through a questionnaire on Qualtrics from undergraduate students. The questionnaire asked participants about their family mealtime frequencies, parental weight teasing and criticism frequencies, and parental attitudes and habits towards dieting and weight. It also included questions about individuals' disordered eating habits and attitudes, and questions related to emotional intelligence from the Eating Disorder Examination Questionnaire and the SHUT Self-Report Emotional Intelligence Test. The results from the general correlations found that higher family mealtime frequency was correlated to less restrictive eating behaviors. Individuals who received more parental weight teasing and criticism and had parents with more unhealthy attitudes and habits towards dieting and eating correlated to greater disordered eating habits and attitudes. Higher emotional intelligence was also correlated to greater eating, shape, and weight concerns and overall greater disordered eating habits and attitudes. The correlational data was also adjusted for body mass index and emotional intelligence to look at their influence in the correlations among the variables. It was found that correlations among family mealtime frequency, parental weight teasing and criticism, parental attitudes and habits towards dieting and weight, and emotional intelligence remained significant. The influence of familial variables and emotional intelligence on the disordered eating habits and attitudes of the female and male participants were also compared. Familial variables and emotional intelligence did not differ between the genders. However, gender differences were found between shape and weight concerns and overall disordered eating habits and attitudes of individuals, with females reporting higher scores. There were also gender differences when comparing the correlations of each gender. While mealtime frequency did not correlate with any disordered eating habits and attitudes for females, higher family mealtime frequency did correlate with less restrictive eating behaviors for males. On the other hand, while higher parental weight teasing and criticism correlated to more disordered eating habits and attitudes for females, no correlations were found for males. However, more unhealthy parental attitudes and habits towards dieting and weight correlated to greater disordered eating habits and attitudes for both males and females. Lastly, higher emotional intelligence correlated to less disordered eating habits and attitudes for females, while no correlations were found for males. Looking at the data, it may suggest that greater family mealtime frequencies decrease overall disordered eating habits and attitudes, but especially restrictive eating behaviors. This suggests that greater family mealtime frequencies may serve as a protective factor in decreasing disordered eating habits and attitudes in individuals. Meanwhile, greater parental weight teasing and criticism increases disordered eating habits and attitudes. Female individuals are especially sensitive to these parental weight teasing and criticisms, possibly due to societal expectations. Additionally, more unhealthy parental attitudes and habits towards dieting and weight, including greater parental encouragement to diet, greater parental body image concerns, and more frequent and severe parental dieting habits, increase restrictive eating behaviors and concerns about eating, shape, and weight. Parental encouragement to diet is especially influential in increasing disordered eating habits and attitudes. Moreover, individuals with higher emotional intelligence are less likely to have eating, shape, and weight concerns, or to display overall disordered eating behaviors and attitudes, but not for restrictive eating behaviors. This suggests that emotional intelligence may be a protective factor in the development of disordered eating habits and attitudes. However, emotional intelligence may not be as strong of a protective factor from the development of disordered eating behaviors and attitudes in men. Additionally, body mass index and emotional intelligence do not act as protective factors from familial influences for the development of disordered eating habits and attitudes in both females and males. Overall, females are a lot more sensitive to the familial factors in the development of disordered eating habits and attitudes, especially their concern for their shape and weight.
In conclusion, the main takeaways of the study is that
it reiterates the importance familial influences have on the development of disordered eating habits and attitudes. This study also expanded the literature in suggesting that familial factors have an influence in the development of disordered eating habits and attitudes in men. Additionally, females are more responsive to familial variables in the development of disordered eating habits and attitudes.